Welcome to our very first podcast done for Piano SD, rickoverton.me, and rickoverton.biz. I'm very excited because this is our very first podcast. We've been working on it a while, trying to pull together some ideas and some thoughts and exactly how we wanted to present it in the website. And we came up with a marvelous tool in order to do that with, and you'll be hearing more about that later. We just came back from the National Association of Music Merchants NAMM show 2012 in Anaheim, California, and I'll tell you, it was a grand experience, pardon the pun. We had we saw all kinds of musical instruments from all over the world, and it was just an incredible show. I got to see a lot of old friends, make some new friends, talk about business, talk about the piano business, talk about the music business, and overall had just a great time. We saw some very exciting things at the show that I'm hoping to bring to you in way of a blog very shortly that is, I find, quite interesting. Our business has changed significantly in the past few years. The piano business has changed significantly in that we don't have as large of a representation at the National Association of Music Merchandise show. We don't have as large a presentation of the pianos specifically at that show. And a lot of changes we've experienced over the past few months and particularly the past few years. But what was there was very exciting. The people were very excited about what was going on in their individual stores, going on with the manufacturing companies, going on with the overall outlook and aspect of the business. I saw several things that really caught my attention. My hat's off to Yamaha. Yamaha did a fantastic job with a breakfast that we attended on Friday morning, and their products were just incredible. The possibilities of the things that they're doing and their research and development and the things that they're able to bring to the marketplace now are really incredible. Also, we saw the newest product, AS275 by Brodmann. And I'll have to say that in its price point, that product was by far one of the finest 9-foot concert grands I played. Many of you who followed me over the years know that I have a special place in my heart for Sauter. And Sauter had a 9-foot concert grand there that was, well, the cream of the crop. I don't think they come any finer than the Sauter piano. It's a $200,000, 9-foot, solid black concert grand that just absolutely was one of the most incredible instruments I've ever seen. Going forward, I wanted to tell you some of the changes that have been made in our particular side of the industry. There's lots of very exciting software, lots of very exciting promotions, lots of very exciting things going on. But what's most exciting for me right this moment is the pianosd.com site has been changed. It's been completely overhauled. Max Morgan with Max Morgan Designs in San Diego has done an incredible job redesigning the website and bringing some new and very exciting products your way. In the new website, you'll see our homepage like normal that has a rotator that tells you the different people that I'm working with and the different people that we that have some special place. But also, or in addition to that, we have included a space there for teachers, for tuners. We have for the piano manufacturers, the digital piano manufacturers. Also coming are movers. We will have artists. We will have some new products. The venues. The venues are going to be very special because we're going to try and extract from around the country venues that performers can go and petition to play in or perhaps perform in, and that should be very exciting because that's information that's a little difficult to find sometimes when you're looking for an area of the country that you've never been to. In the coming months, the podcast is going to expand. You'll hear hopefully some exciting intros. I'm working on that right this moment. Some exciting intros into the show. Some exciting interviews with people that are in the industry and involved in the industry. Some exciting products that will be available. We have a brand new line of recorders that we hope to introduce to you in the next 90 days anyway on the website. That, along with the teaching programs and all the fun and exciting things we have going on, I think 2012 is going to be a very exciting, very promising year for Piano SD and for the music business overall. We are particularly happy right now that we have been able to attract some new customers to our database and what we're able to provide for them. We have some new products that are going to be available for them very shortly. We provide a social media solution for the dealers, particularly for the music dealers and for businesses in general, who don't feel as if they can take the time to get all of their social media contacts and posts done. We also help them with their blogs. We do monthly email blast and so forth. So I'm very excited about the future and what we're doing there. We think we've picked up a number of new customers this past week. I hope to know more about that later in the week. But we feel as if we have done the right thing in the right way, and we're going to see some new customers coming our way in the piano industry in within the next few days. In addition to that, I'd like to say a special thank you to the people that I presently work with. We have Broadman Pianos, which has been a partner of mine now for several months, Sorrento Valley Music, Rosemary Bailey Music, Seth Rye Music. We also have Smith Ain Alarms and Electronics in Napomo, California. There is a Heritage Pianos in Vancouver that is a very, very special gentleman by the name of Norbert Martin. I have a few friends that have been my supporters and been my backbone during trying to put all this together, and I'm very excited to be able to bring something new and exciting, I feel, to the marketplace. Music has been my life. Music has been the things that make me happy, make me smile when I'm lonely, when I'm feeling blue, or when I'm happy, make me feel just that much more relaxed about life in general. And I know that that means a lot to some, and to some they don't quite understand because they don't understand what music is all about. So I encourage you, if you don't presently play an instrument, you don't sing, and you don't have any music in your life, spend the time to find someone to help you learn the craft of playing music. I promise you, it will change your life. So we have a lot to look forward to. I have some new special little promotions I'm hoping to do in the next few weeks that people are going to enjoy, that revolve around the music and the music business, particularly and most specifically around the piano business. I find the piano to be one of the most exciting instruments out there, and I think everything starts at the piano. So I might be a little prejudiced when it comes to that, but I love the piano itself. I like to play. I like to hear others play, but I especially like the joy of knowing over 15,000 parts go into making a regular grand piano, and those parts are gathered from every area of the world. And what's going on in our industry right this second, I think, is revolutionary, and we're going to see some very, very, very exciting times ahead of us. Lastly, I'd like to say thank you to NAMM. If you have never been to their website, www.nam.org is the place to go to find out more about the association to put on the big NAMM show in Anaheim and brought all these wonderful products to our attention. Thank you for joining us on the very first podcast. I look forward to more exciting things ahead. Stay tuned.